It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Oh, babe, and Lord have mercy, I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, welcoming you to a brand new Friday Night Cat Fight. And I really think this show is gonna be great. What a cat fight I've got for you this week. We're gonna have six versions of a rock and roll classic going up against each other this week. And here's the most impressive part about this week's cat fight. All six of these versions in competition this week all charted. Yeah, they all made the Billboard Pop 100 charts. So we're putting hit up against hit. Now, of course, some of them charted higher than others, but hey, it's just a feat to get a single on the Hot 100 in the first place. So all these versions are winners, and they all have a little different flair to them. So I think we're gonna get a diverse group of comments as to why you voted for which song you voted for as well. So let's get right into it. Now, you know the rules. I'm going to play all six versions of this tune. I want you to listen to all six versions in their entirety and then decide for yourself which one you truly dig the most. Go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and vote for the one you truly dig the most. This week's Friday Night Cat Fight tune is Do You Wanna Dance? It was originally written and recorded by 17-year-old Bobby Freeman for the Josie label in 1958. Freeman, who was originally from San Francisco, formed his first doo-wop group called the Romancers when he was only 14 years old. They recorded a few records for the Dootone label in Los Angeles. It was Do You Wanna Dance that put him on the national charts. It went to number 5 on the pop charts and a whopping number 1 on the R&B charts. We're going to follow his original version of the tune up with Del Shannon's 1964 version of the song. He recorded his for the Amy label, and it went to number 43 on the charts. Not a great showing, but Del Shannon does a great job with it. So let's kick off this week's Friday Night Cat Fight, Do You Wanna Dance? Bobby Freeman, followed by Del Shannon. I'm Matt the Cat.
Yeah.
Del Shannon, originally from Grand Rapids, Michigan, with his 1964 rendition of Bobby Freeman's Do You Wanna Dance. Before that, we heard Bobby Freeman's original from 58. And what a great tune that took on many different sounds, like this next version from 1965 by the Beach Boys. It went all the way up to number 12 on the Billboard charts and features Dennis Wilson singing lead on this one. We're going to follow up the Beach Boys version with a version of the tune that just, I don't know, makes me think of summertime. The Mamas and the Papas, who recorded theirs for Dunhill, 1968. Theirs went to number 76, but man, it's got a different feel. They slowed it down some, really kind of gave it a California vibe. So here are the Beach Boys, followed up by the Mamas and the Papas. It's Do You Wanna Dance, the Friday Night Catfight.
Do you wanna dance and hold my hand? Tell me, baby, I'm your loving man. Oh, baby, do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance under the moonlight? Hold me, baby, all through the night. Oh, baby, do you wanna dance? Oh,
do you wanna dance?
Down with that California dreamin' sound that's all around. The Mamas and Papas from 68, Do You Wanna Dance? And before that, the Beach Boys give their version a sort of wall of sound feel. Great job from 65 with Do You Wanna Dance? Well, we've got two versions left in competition. Both are extremely different from each other, but both are from the 1970s. The first one is from the Divine Miss M, Bette Midler, from 1973. This was her first single release for Atlantic Records, and it became a hit. Her slow, seductive version of Do You Wanna Dance topped out at number 17 and set her up for a very successful recording and film career. We're going to follow that one up with the greatest punk band of all time, the Ramones, who released theirs on their Rockets to Russia album in 1978. It was their third and final single to chart, reaching number 86 in 1978. So like I said, two very different versions. We'll start slow with Bette Midler, and then we'll finish up strong with the Ramones. It's the Friday Night Catfight, and Do You Wanna Dance?
Do you want to dance? Do you? Do you? Do you?
The Ramones from 78, Do You Wanna Dance, on the Friday Night Cat Fight. I'm Matt the Cat. Now it's time for you to make your decision, baby. Go back to FridayNightCatFight.com, voice your choice, and vote for the one you truly dig the most. What's it gonna be this week? Bobby Freeman from 58, Del Shannon from 64, The Beach Boys from 65, The Mamas and Papas from 68, Bette Midler from 73, or the Ramones from 78. That's FridayNightCatFight.com to vote. Make sure you signed up for my weekly email newsletter. If you're not, do so, please. You'll get some extra stuff you don't get on my website. Do it by going to the bottom of my homepage, www.mattthecat.com. Also, check out jukeintheback.org, my new R&B show. It just got picked up by another station, WSKW in Shohegan, Maine. That's Legacy 1160 if you're in the great vacation state of Maine. Thank you so much for joining me this week, baby, for the Friday Night Cat Fight. Hope you dug the show. If so, let me know. Drop me an email, mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Now I'm going to close the program with an honorable mention. This song did not chart, but it was featured on John Lennon's 1975 album Rock and Roll, which was his tribute to the songs that inspired him while he was growing up in Liverpool. So here's the late, great John Lennon with his sort of island-flavored rendition of Do You Wanna Dance? Have a great week, everybody. I'll catch y'all on the flip side. We'll be right back. Join me, Matt the Cat, as I emcee the greatest doo-wop cruise of all time. We leave the port of Los Angeles on the 10th of April, 2011, and cruise for seven glorious days around the Mexican Riviera, performing live on the carnival ship The Splendor, Arlene Smith's Chantels, Johnny and Joe, The 16s, The Pentagons, The Olympics, The Super Girls Group, The Elgins, The Calvanes, and a special tribute to Sam Cooke. Book now for this amazing doo-wop rhythm and blues cruise. For more information, call Montrose Travel at 1-800-301-9673 or stop by memorylaneconcertcruises.com. This is Matt the Cat telling you, don't miss the boat on this one, baby. Book a cabin on our 2011 doo-wop cruise now.